A collection of music recorded by local musicians is providing $9,000 to help area school districts assist students living without permanent shelter. The CD Sounds Made in the Mountains, Volume 2, was funded by First Security Bank late last year. According to the 2013 Northwest Arkansas Point in Time Homeless Census, more than 1,100 area children in kindergarten through 12th grade are homeless. Five districts, Bentonville, Fayetteville, Rogers, Springdale, and Gentry, identified more than 100 homeless students in their district. The money raised by the sales of the CD was split among local school district services for homeless students.
A pair of area food banks are receiving assistance from novel sources. The River Valley Regional Food Bank in Fort Smith is teaming up with General Mills to allow people to donate food by simply sending a text message. The system allows people to text the word hunger to 80153, and General Mills will respond with a request for the donor zip code. Each completed text will mean a $1.33 donation to the food bank, and the food bank says each donation is worth 12 meals. The texts have to take place by March 25th. The text number again, 80153.
The Northwest Arkansas Food Bank's partner for an April food drive is professional fisherman Rich Dalby. When on tour for FLW Pro tournaments, he often sponsors food drives for local food banks. He's asking visitors to the April 12th FLW Expo at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers to bring cans of food with them to be donated to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. You can learn more at hookedonhelping.com.
The status of women in the 19th century will be the subject of a presentation Sunday afternoon at the Clayton House in Fort Smith. Cheryl Flanagan, a Fort Smith resident and women's rights history aficionado, will present an examination of the restriction on women and girls in the 1800s. The discussion is at 2 Sunday afternoon. Seating is limited, and a donation of $5 is suggested. You can learn more by calling the Clayton House at 783-3000.
The Ozark Poets and Writers Collective will host Rodney Wilhite at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville a week from tonight. He will read his poetry that is influenced by his native eastern Oklahoma. The program begins at 7 and includes an open mic session for poems. You can learn more at ozarkwriters.wordpress.com.
And if you're interested in becoming a better writer, the Village Writing School in Eureka Springs is offering a workshop devoted to self-editing Saturday from 9 until 4. The workshop costs $45 and promises to cover the 15 steps of first draft to finished manuscript. For more information about the workshop on Saturday or about the nonprofit Village Writing School, you can go to villagewritingschool.com. You can also call 292-3665.
The Walmart Visitor Center and the parking lot of the former Fayetteville City Hospital will become art galleries later this week. The Walmart Visitor Center in Bentonville hosts the Bentonville Fine Art Show Saturday and Sunday. Sponsored by Black Art America and the Silver Parker Group, the exhibit will feature works from some of the world's preeminent African-American artists. The exhibit is open to the public Saturday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. and Sunday from noon until 5.
Meanwhile, the Arkansas Art Center's Artmobile will be parked in the parking lot adjacent to the recently closed City Hospital in Fayetteville for 5 days beginning Saturday morning. The Artmobile is one of the country's few rolling art museums and includes works selected from the Arkansas Art Center's permanent art collection in Little Rock. The Artmobile will be open to the general public from 10 until 5 Saturday through Wednesday, except Sunday when the hours are 1 to 5. The stop in Fayetteville is sponsored by the Star Foundation and the Fayetteville Public Library.